Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, tech giants Netflix, Google and Facebook are among the companies which have announced that all staff must be vaccinated before returning to the office. But experts in employment and human rights laws are warning that a mandatory vaccination policy could bring an increase in employee claims for discrimination, unfair dismissal or adverse health reactions to the injection. For more, we're joined by Caroline Reedy, who's an expert in employment law and managing director of the HR Suite, and also Neil MacDonald, CEO of ISME, the Irish Small and Medium Enterprise Association. And thank you both very much for joining us. Caroline, I might come to yourself first. And some of those companies that we've named there, Netflix, Google, Facebook, among them, some of them have headquarters in Ireland. So would we expect perhaps a similar requirement in those offices in Ireland that all staff must be vaccinated before returning to the office?
I definitely don't think so, Sarah. I think that in Ireland, there's a lot of awareness around the fact that obviously, we're encouraging employees, you know, to take up the vaccine. And it's brilliant that it was announced there in your news that there's such a high uptake, over 80% so far. But ultimately, the employees have a choice. It's their human right to decide not to have the vaccine. And if we were to insist that everybody had to be vaccinated, it would result in potential equality claims for people who may feel they're discriminated against because of their religion, because of their disability, or just in general because they've chosen not to have the vaccine due to whatever reason they may have. And I definitely think it will open a lot of issues for employers if they were to go down that route in Ireland.
All right, so you don't see that happening then, really, that employers would be able to say to employees, don't come back unless you're vaccinated?
I think that ultimately in environments like healthcare, nursing homes, I think where they might do a risk assessment to identify, you know, really close contact, vulnerable people, etc., those individual risk assessments may lead to, you know, encouraging it. But ultimately in organisations like Google, you know, places that, you know, it's office type environments, I think we've proven that remote working has worked really, really well. And I think it will be encouraged to try and see, can that continue both from a retention and an attraction perspective without making it mandatory for people to get vaccinated?
And can companies even ask then their employees, have you been vaccinated?
Officially not. And the Data Protection Commissioner has issued her most recent guidelines that says that we can't ask employees, have they been vaccinated or not, unless there's a specific public health interest. And wanting to know in general for your staff isn't meeting that bar. So again, healthcare, nursing homes, there might be some element of a requirement if a risk assessment might identify it. And again, that would have to be done on a case-by-case basis. But the guidance very strictly is not to ask in general. And again, it's once you ask, they may find out the reason, and next thing you've got a lot of data in relation to employees that you're not permitted from a data protection perspective to either have, store or retain.
All right, I might bring in Neil MacDonald on this. And what do you make there of what you've heard from Caroline, Neil?
Well, I mean, Sarah, she says it far more eloquently than me. I mean, you have to understand that your average SME in Ireland, the vast majority employ less than 9 people or less. They don't have a HR function. They don't have a HR advisor or a solicitor working for them. And they're trying to obey what appear to them to be contradictory instructions from the authorities. On the one hand, as Caroline says, you know, the advice from the Department of Enterprise is that vaccination is a public health matter and not a matter for employers. On the other hand, you have the Health and Safety Authority saying that employers in certain circumstances will have to keep unvaccinated workers away from others. But how they're going to achieve that without knowing who's vaccinated and who isn't has not been specified. So we would like to see that confusion and that absence of clarity addressed by the department.
Yeah, well, that's pretty problematic given you're meant to be going back to the office. I think in a couple of weeks is the plan, isn't it?
Yes, we understand that while initially there was talk that there was going to be a return to office working at least in August, September is the target. And that's a target date we support, by the way. but it does give us time to address what we see as the absence of clarity in the work safety protocol, and we don't think it would be that difficult to do. For example, Caroline there named the sorts of workplace environments where it would be appropriate to know in healthcare settings, nursing homes, perhaps grooming, food retail and so on. You can understand those sorts of places where the inability to maintain social distancing exists, where you're delivering a service. If rather than saying it is not a matter for employers to inquire, that advice could be finessed to say that in general, it's not proper to ask unless the risk assessment suggests that it should apply in certain areas. In other words, that it would be permissive and recognise that in certain areas, employers are going to have to know if employees are vaccinated.
All right. Well, no doubt we'll be coming back to it. But thank you both for joining us this evening. That is Neil McDonnell and Caroline Reedy.